I thought Winnie looked quite fetching in her new uniform, and said so. She drew her eyebrows together in puzzlement. Fetching? Pretty, winsome, like your name, I explained. She plucked at the hem of her blue and black plaid skirt.
You don't think the uniforms are sort of old-fashioned?
It speeds up socialization when you can skip criticizing one another's clothes and can go directly to criticizing one another's characters, I said. Just be grateful you're not wearing bloomers. The wrinkled forehead again.
Bloomers?
They were pants girls used to wear in physical education. They made you look like you were wearing a deflated balloon, I said. She sighed.
Sometimes I need subtitles when you talk.
Don't be silly, I said. The whole point of going to school is to learn enough so you can understand me.
I still say subtitles would be easier, she said,
and pointed at the tablet in my hand.
After school, when I come back, I'll find a translation app for you.
I raised my tablet out of her reach. The last time I let you touch my tablet, I got it back full of games. Winnie was an impudent little thing.
You need to have more fun. You don't smile enough. You look beautiful when you smile.
A dragon is beautiful simply by being a dragon, I sniffed. It should be obvious. The corner of Winnie's mouth crooked up skeptically.
Of course.
Though it may be unusual for a dragon to have a pet human, I enjoy doing so. I pride myself on training them well. Sarcasm does not become a pet, and I would normally have corrected her attitude, but it was just before her first day at the Spriggs Academy. Now run along. You don't want to be late. Still, she lingered.
I'll be home before you know it.
I'll count the minutes, I said dryly. Winnie took me literally, though.
I'll miss you, too.
And she wrapped her arms around as much of me as she could.
This has been the best summer ever.
I patted her carefully on the back because naturals are such fragile little things. It's been the best summer for me, too. When she stepped away, I saw that she had hugged me so tightly that my scales had left faint impressions on her cheek.
I put those other games on your tablet so you could play them while I'm gone. I know you've been doing them because I check your scores when you aren't looking.
She added,
You're getting better, but you're not up to my level yet.
You've got some nerve. We could definitely use some time apart. She started to open the door, but then turned around.
Will I really be okay at Spriggs?
It was my turn to misunderstand. Her grandfather Jarvis had been trying to take Winnie away from her mother Liza. Winnie's schooling had been haphazard as a result. You're smart, I assured her. You'll fill any gaps in your education in no time, and if you're having problems, tell me, and we'll hire the best tutors. She frowned.
No, I mean, I'm a human, but a lot of kids there will be magicals.
I raised a claw, and to her credit, Winnie didn't even flinch. Gently, I rubbed out the lines my scales had left on her face. Spriggs is for both naturals and magicals. The naturals were usually the children of families who did business with the magicals, and for the last 5 generations, Spriggs had been preparing both for an often unkind world. And you come from a family famous among magicals. She wrinkled her forehead a third time.
What's my family famous for?
Being friends with me, of course, I said. She rolled her eyes. At least that was more like her usual self.
Why don't I just make a sign and wear it?
Her fingers traced the invisible words.
I know Miss Drake.
A sensible suggestion, I said, opening the door with one paw and shoving her outside with the other. But it's not in the dress code.